What is he, a faggot?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, ever since I started seeing Beth, I just knew that this is the girl that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. And since my life never seems to slow down, I figure why wait? Yeah. So I asked her to marry me, to which she said yes.
The witch.
I wasn't nervous until everybody started getting married.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So today, we're getting married. Well, here goes nothing.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's a good reader, isn't he?
He sure is.
Well, here goes nothing.
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
That is silly.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
I know, it's driving you crazy.
It's driving me crazy.
I know, how about those farts?
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
What is he, a faggot?
Stop calling us that.
I Come can't on. Believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey, stop
These
it.
Kids are fags. I can't believe it. God damn it, they're fags.
What about Rob Spiewak?
What a good monkey.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show, you and I. Hello.
Yes, the word you're looking for is anagram.
Anagram.
Anagram. Okay.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
I'm pretty sure I boned her.
Anagram.
And she was she
Anagram Bell.
She was an Irish girl. Anagram.
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 Hello, Tony. It's 1:30. Your favorite time. I'll get the Clorox wipes.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Thanks for remembering that.
Oh, believe me, that's I'll have that one through Monday.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hello. Hello. Buzz gave me a great acronym during the break.
Yes.
Snafu. One of the classic
Forgotten
acronyms.
About that one. Forgot it was an acronym. Just thought it was a word.
What Snafu. About military term. Situation normal. All effed up.
FUBAR. Right. Effed up beyond
all repair.
All repair.
Beyond
right.
all repair.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hola, muchachos. Hola.
Hey, Manny.
Hey, Manny.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Everybody have a good New Year.
Hey, Manny, you must be calling about the Green Bay Packers playing this weekend.
No,
I'm sure that's
really.
The only reason Manny Ramirez would be calling our show today.
Well, I mean, a Boston Red Sox superstar, a mega man in his own sport. Are you excited about the weekend of football, Manny?
Of course.
Yeah, who are you backing in the game this weekend?
Actually, I go underdog, New York Giants.
Who?
New York Giants.
Oh, New York Giants. Okay. All right.
Hey, Don.
I'm surprised.
What was that?
The word you're looking for is anagram.
Manny Ramirez.
Manny had it.
We didn't.
That's that good education they get in the Dominican Republic.
Appreciate that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
He's great.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
I don't mind it when I'm corrected by someone smarter than me.
That's fantastic. And a guy that's got a great batting average.
Hello.
Hi, guys, how you doing?
We're doing very well.
Good. Hey, Don, I know you were talking about, I heard you yesterday talking about some fanatical Green Bay Packer fans, the guy who taped his kid to the chair.
Yeah, that was on the news.
I was just wondering if you saw in the news last night the guy that had the Patriots helmet tattooed on his head.
Oh, this guy. Now, hold on. Yeah, I'm glad you brought this guy up. You got to hear this out, Mike. This is like, remember the guy we saw in Buffalo?
The guy that had the head shaved.
Shaved head.
And he had the paint that he had put in his
painted
shaved
the
head.
The Buffalo Bills logo on the side.
Right,
of his
he had it looked like a little helmet.
There's a Patriots fan who has shaved his head, and in each side of his head, he has the logo from the helmet.
Right.
And on his neck, he has a number one and a number two where Brady has the numbers on
right,
his helmet.
Right.
And he has a green spot. In the middle of the back of his head.
He didn't go all the way and tattoo the face guard on his cheeks, did he?
No, but
so he's really got the entire thing tattooed on his head. So
yes.
Is it the color of the helmet as well?
No. This is what's wacky.
Just the logo?
It's a white guy, so it's flesh white color,
uh-huh.
And it's the big red, white, and blue, that Elvis face, that Patriots logo.
Right.
Then he turns around, straight
in
the back of his head, and he's got a one here.
And a two. What? Hey, I got to ask you about that because I wonder, what is the green dot?
The green dot.
What is the significance of the green dot?
That indicates that he's the person, the quarterback is the guy who's in communication with the sidelines.
So he gets the special radio transmitter.
So what they're saying is you can only have one
head.
You can only have one guy on the team at a time who gets the signals from the sidelines.
How did you know that? I guess they've said it during a game.
Yeah, they've said it a million times.
Wow.
But this guy on the phone is right. The funniest thing about this dude, I saw him on a Boston TV station, was not the side of his head.
Right.
It's when he turns around.
So he's got the detail, which is a nice detail.
So he's got the one and the two, and then he's got the dot. And then they said,
bad guy?
They said, no, not a fat guy. He said, what if the Patriots win? He's going to get the Lombardi Trophy on the top of his skull.
Wow. That's good. Ah, the modern NFL fan. There's nothing quite like it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The big football championship weekend.
Key Rice, that
very
is
exciting.
Great. God, I love that. What an idiot that guy is. Hello, Don and Mike Show. As I wear all my... at least mine comes off.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, but you don't
not
want
often.
It to.
Yeah.
I don't want... No, that's right.
You'd sleep in it.
If they win, yes.
Will you sleep in anything Saturday night? Will you sleep in anything Packers on Saturday Packers night?
Just the normal. Just a Packers t-shirt.
It's the normal.
You know.
My altogether.
What I normally wear to bed, Mike, simply a t-shirt.
A Vince Lombardi undershirt?
That's the Vince Lombardi undershirt, and the rest is the, you know, the one-year-old look.
I like to, no, I go diaperless. And I like
I didn't wear, say diapers. I'm talking about a lot of one-year-olds yeah. wear a t-shirt and just toddle around.
Right. Yeah, but I wear like a baby tee.
Right. So it's cut up right under the nipples.
Right under my boob line.
Extra short. Yeah.
It's a belly shirt.
All of mine look like that.
Yeah, but those are XLs.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's happening?
Don and Mike, it's Adam calling from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hello, Adam. What's happening? You must be listening to us on the internet because we got thrown off the air in Salt Lake City.
You did. Two quick things. First, it's snowing like a douchebag out here.
That's a lot of snow.
Okay.
And second, if I remember correctly, when you were on the air here, I believe Mike mentioned that he once worked at a station in Provo. Am I completely wrong about that?
No, I worked in Provo. It was back when I was... Well, I was a morning guy out there, and then I did nights and was a ski instructor by day.
Wow.
A ski instructor by day?
Yeah. I'm trying to pump up the resume a little bit, you know, even if it's lying.
Out west, they'd say.
Yeah, I was a ski instructor by day, and, you know, it helped pay the bills, and
sure.
I was a noted cocksmith.
If you hit the slopes in your current condition, I think you'd cause an avalanche.
Oh, that's very funny, the fat joke, but wow. You'd be amazed at how gifted I am on the slopes now. I'm very, very skilled.
Very deft.
I still go the double black diamonds. And he's gone.
This is Robert the Mailman.
They always hit the run,
this is Robert
they?
The Mailman.
And besides, dude, I'm the one that worked in Provo, Utah. Please.
Mostly on tape, right?
Thank you. And it's
but you worked syndicated in Provo.
Yeah, and it's great because it's such an effed up story of radio syndication. This is a Scott Shannon story, one of the best ever.
Right.
A little boy named Donnie.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
So I'm working at WPGC in 1979, and the company Marriott Broadcasting
right.
owns a station in Houston, and they own a station in Salt Lake City.
Right. They're Mormons.
And they say, what we're going to do is going to take the morning show, Elliot and Woodside, and we're going to syndicate them to Houston.
Right.
And they're going to take my show, the nighttime show, and syndicate it to Salt Lake. Now, this, of course, was before... satellites.
Right.
Well, how do you do this? Well, what you do is you take a tape of the previous day's show uh-huh. and you FedEx it to the station and then they cut it up.
They take it by Pony Express.
And they cut it up and they play it like you're really there.
Right.
They take, like in my case, they would take the show that I did on a Monday night.
Right.
And they would just take it and every time I said WPGC, they would splice in K97.
It was 18 hours of labor to make that show air ready.
Sure.
And it just sounded.
Great.
Freaking ridiculous. And one of the most embarrassing things ever was they had me reading all of the... I remember this so vividly. They had me reading slugs for the other disc jockeys.
You were jacked about it, though, at the time, right?
Oh, it was like, you know, groundbreaking. I'm
right.
Like, are you kidding? I got a free trip out to Utah.
Right.
Sure. Where I found out, you know, at the time, they didn't sell Coca-Cola. I couldn't find any caffeine at the radio station because they didn't abide by that.
Right.
I was... I did one live show out there. And talked about the TV show Dallas, and the program director came running in and said, "No, no, they don't air it here.
Yeah,
they don't air Dallas.
Right?
Like,
far too many voices.
You kidding me? So I would sit at the end of my regular show every day and do a bunch of stuff for the station in Provo. Right. And one of the things is like, you know, it's 9:13 in Salt Lake City. Listen to and the guy's name was something like Sean Dickhead. Okay,
right.
But when I read it as scene.
Oh, right. S-E-A-N, so they gave you
S-E-A-N.
The Gaelic spelling.
Right.
Right. And the way the communication would work would be like the next day at 3 o'clock, we'd get a call from a guy in Salt Lake City,
uh-huh.
and he'd call me at home and he'd go, hey, Don, this is, you know, so-and-so. Yeah, I go, yeah. You go, the guy's name is Sean. You said scene. I'm like, well, I think that's how you wrote it.
Didn't you have to change your name when you were out there, too, to Mitt Geronimo? I'm at Geronimo. But I'm very excited about all the things that are going on.
It was an awful failed experiment. Yeah. And as bad as it was for me, it was worse for Ellie and Woodside.
Right.
Because they were doing a morning show.
They had a lot more elements they had to worry about.
Yeah, they would be talking about something that happened in the news, and by the time it got to Houston, it was like 24 days late.
All changed.
Shannon and I flew out to Salt Lake City, and we went, I've told this before, we went with on an 8-hour drive just to get beer.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Just to
you
get
had to go
beer.
Over the state line, right?
Yeah. I mean, forget about it. This was back in the day when you would, you know, we would do just about anything that anybody offered us. We got to the state and it was like, what can we do here? You can't do anything here.
Right.
Let's go to a bar. Well, there is one bar, but it's like an hour that way, and it's only closed every other Tuesday. And
right,
you gotta be,
right.
Okay, where do you just go to, like, to buy beer at 7-Eleven? Go to Nevada.
It was insane.
Yeah, it was weird. I loved it, though. It was a fun time to be in radio.
Back in Provo. Provo, Utah.
Syndicated.
Please vote for me in the South Carolina primary.
I am syndicated. And sometimes I remember you get a phone call. It would like be, you're off the air tonight in Provo. You go, oh, why? You sent them the wrong tape.
No. Right.
I would do that a lot, too.
Send them the wrong one?
It was
like an old one?
Because it was such an absolute just run by the seat of your pants thing.
But let me get this straight. There's no way that you're dissing the people of Utah.
No, I mean, who cares?
You still like the people of Utah and all
sure,
the people
I guess
that are Mormons,
so.
Don't you?
Sure, Mike.
It's not Mike.
Well, there 1,000, I mean, Mitt.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Very excited about the upcoming election.
Man-teat.
That's not, you can see my breasts are perfectly all right. No problem at all.
Sure. American Dad.
I'm American Dad with a square head and perfect hair.
Mitt Del Rio.
Mitt Del Rio, no problem at all. Look at my shiny teeth.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
My father was the governor, you know.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, and here's the best part. You want to know how much I did all that for?
what'd you get paid for this? Syndication?
Dick.
Not
free.
A dime.
Dick.
Free.
Right.
For the thrill of being syndicated.
Yes.
How would you?
The first of many awful decisions that I would make, all based on the same premise. All right. Well, the money will come later.
Sure. Yes.
Right.
Don't you want to be out there? Sure, I do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to congratulate you on your Batman phone purchase. I've been collecting Batman stuff for over 20 years. Just recently was able to find one.
It's something that a guy made himself at a craft show. Although I'll tell you something, if you're a collectible type person, and I do have a collection of Batman stuff,
right?
Because I like Batman a lot too, because I'm real grown up.
As you say that, there's something about you saying that with the sweatshirt on.
I mean, you've not been to my house in a while to see. I've got like pretty much a collection of all vintage. All of the Batman toys that I had when I was a kid, like from 1966.
Wow. So does it resemble the 40-year-old virgin's house a little bit?
Very much, Mike.
Take a look at these action figures.
Very much so. So anyway, I've got my original Batmobile, my Corgi Batmobile in the original box. I got a lot of the original toys that I had when
right.
I was a kid.
Cool.
So Janet goes to these craft fairs and looks for stuff for me. She called me up the day after she bought this Bat phone, which is like $40. It's a guy made it from a kit. It's a very nice gift. She says, hey, there's some guy here. It's got a Batman airplane. I said, well.
I'll buy it.
I said, tell me about it. And she said, well, the box says 1966. Mm-hmm. And I said.
So it's a toy.
Yeah, it's a toy. I said, sounds like it's right up my alley.
Okay.
Something I might want. I said.
And it's not a Batman airplane. It's a Batplane.
Batplane.
Right. Right.
I said, why don't you go offer the guy $35 and tell me what he says. Mm-hmm. She calls me back 15 minutes later. I swear to God. She said. I about fell down on the floor. I asked the guy the price, and he said 15. And I said, great, I'll write you a check. He wanted $15,000.
$15,000.
And when Janet
what
said,
the market will bear.
And when Janet said to him, this is a toy
right.
from 1966, he went into the whole, it's mint in box. And then he pointed to some other guy and said, this guy just offered me $10,000 for it, and I didn't take it.
Jesus.
And Janet looked at that guy and said, that guy was looking at her like, Golly, you sure are dumb if you don't buy this for $15,000.
Well, is there a standard for this? Is there precedent for this? Or do they just pull this out of their ass and figure that this is what they're going to ask?
They're collectors, and it's like anything else. It's what the market will bear.
I know G.I. Joes, in some cases, if they're mint in the box, they can go for a lot of money.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can go on eBay and find that stuff.
Right.
And I would think for something like $200, $300,
We're talking about not a remote controlled plane or anything, just a toy. Plastic toy.
Mm-hmm. A toy.
$15,000.
Right. I'm not kidding you. I said, okay.
Well, that's only if you're going to open up the museum.
I'm happy with the $40 telephone you bought me that lights up.
Very nice.
Well, that you can use every day, too.
And I do.
Do you use that a lot?
I do. Mike.
Have I talked to you on that phone?
Yes, you have.
Really?
Rob, is the quality on that phone better than on a regular phone?
It is so solid. It is rock solid.
I'm sure.
What you need, though, is a cake dome.
I'm not going to get one of those cake domes.
Oh, the silver cake dome?
Yeah.
You know, like
the glass.
Yeah, it's cool, though. It's really cool. Lights up. Bring, you hear it all over the goddamn
house.
Well,
I'll bet you'll be able to find your bat plane for a cheaper price. You know, so the box has like a little snot on it or something.
$15,000?
That's the mint condition in the box.
Right. Yeah, it seems to me like you could buy like a comic book from the like 40s that would be worth $15,000.
Well, obviously he's got some reason that he's charging that. There must be a market out there for it.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
I want to challenge you.
To what, sir?
A shoot-off.
Oh, I believe I know what he's talking about. Yeah. He's talking about Clorox wipes.
That would make me gay. I'm sorry.
No,
that would make me gay if I did that with you. That would make me gay if I did it with you.
The last time he did it was with Gordon Liddy. And it didn't work out well then either. It didn't work out well at all.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Knocked him down.
Hey, fellas, how's
Gordon Liddy with a twine around his balls.
Yeah, and then we said that was cheating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Okay, very well.
Hey, so, Don, there's a name for when you rock the T-shirt with no pants. It's called Porky Pig in It.
Porky Pig in It. I like that a lot.
Shirt, no pants.
I really like that a lot. I think we've all Porky Pigged it once in a while.
I think so.
You know, the opposite. I won't answer the door. I won't answer the door if I've just got my boxers on with no shirt. Uh-huh. But, you know, my rule is, as long as I have a T-shirt on,
right,
you can answer the you can answer the door.
Well, then. Mike opens the door.
Yeah, can I help you? Oh, I'm sorry. We already gave to that high school. Sorry about that. Oh, don't deliver the cookies now. I can't take these Thin Mints now. Please. Hold on a second. Where am I going to hold my pen? Oh, I know.
I like rape.
Okay, Chris Hansen.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like rape.
We got a break?
Yeah.
When we come back,
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Oh, no, it's not Nancy time. It's Nancy time later. Something else. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.